The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
I'm telling you, there is a word that God is seeking to get out to his people. Because there's a whole lot of clamoring, there's a whole lot of clatter, and if we're not careful, we will get confused and we'll get confounded. And we'll do what the scriptures say not to do is get weary in well-doing. So we need to make sure we stay sharpened. So as you are physically able to stand for the reading of the word, Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, the 34th through the 38th verse. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation this morning. And so it'll read just a little differently from yours, but I declare I am in the Word of God. Mark 8, 34 through 38, the New Living Translation says, "Then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose, watch this, your own soul?'" Here's the question. "Is anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous and sinful days, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Verse 34 again says, "Then, calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me.'" This morning, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we want to talk about following the way of the cross. Following the way of the cross. You may be seated in the presence of our God. On last Sunday, we revisited the Great Commission. As was stated by Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, being reminded that as his followers and as his disciples and as his army, we have a mission that has been given to each and every one of us. That mission being sharing the gospel of truth. The big thing that we clarified and maybe cleared up for a lot of us was that those words of Jesus there in Matthew 28, 19, and 20 are a commandment and not merely a suggestion to everyone who calls Jesus their Lord and Savior. Each of us has a God-given responsibility to share the gospel of truth about Jesus with others. The Bible emphasizes that every Christian, is to be involved in the ongoing work of the ministry of the church. Therefore, as disciples of Christ, we are commanded to bring others to a saving knowledge of God. But remember, in order to make a disciple, teach Holy Ghost, you have to be a disciple. And being a disciple means no longer living for ourselves. Come on, somebody. In other words, there is a cost to being a disciple. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to remind each and every one of us today as we continue in this Lenten season, with next Sunday being Palm Sunday and the Sunday after that being Resurrection Sunday. Today, my brothers and my sisters, we are going to consider together what it means to follow the way of the cross, which begs the question, Deacon Griffith, what then is the way of the cross? Come on, somebody. Well, The way of the cross, very simply, is following Jesus. It's just that plain and simple. The way of the cross is following Jesus. It's walking in his footsteps. It's following his teaching and trusting him to be our guide in this sin-sick world. Make no mistake about it, however, the way of the cross requires faith. Come on, somebody. I mean, it's sure enough requires faith. But not only that, the way of the cross requires commitment and a daily devotion to God's will and purpose for our lives. Think about your own life for just a moment. Don't think out loud, but think about it. Are you following your own way, that is, your wants, your wishes, your desires, your preferences, your priorities, or are you committed to following the way of the cross, that is, following Jesus, trusting God, and moving by the aid and guide of the Holy Spirit? I suppose the question is really asking this. Are you fully committed to the following the commands and the precepts of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ? In other words, we have to be careful picking and choosing what we will and won't follow. Because to be a true disciple of Jesus requires commitment. We have been called to live according to God's plan and purpose. We have been chosen, set apart, and saved to live a life for Christ. Hear again the words of Mark 8, 34 through 38. He says, then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, that is, hang on to whatever lifestyle you want to choose, hang on to whatever decisions you want to make, that's fine. He says you can make them. He says, but if you try to hang on to your own life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life, wait a minute, not just for anybody's sake. He says, for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you're saving. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world? Popularity, prosperity, all of this stuff. What do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose, watch this, your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message in these, wait a minute, adulterous and sinful days, we're going to deal with that in a minute, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person, and when he returns in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. If you're taking notes, write this down, because this, similar to the words that Jesus spoke in Matthew 28, 19, and 20, is a command of Jesus, all right? And similarly, this command requires a real commitment from his disciples. It's a commitment to consider his ways more important than your own. It's a commitment to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. Let me put this passage into context for you. For you got to understand that Jesus had begun to prepare his disciples for the crucifixion that he knew would soon happen to him, huh? And it was at this point in time, keep it in the context, it was at this point here in Mark that the disciples really didn't understand what was going to happen. They couldn't fathom death on a cross, not with a triumphant king, not with a triumphant Messiah. But wait a minute, not only could they not fathom that, Jesus says that they too must be willing to go to the cross. He says, if any of you wants to be my follower, these days, you got to be careful when folks say, I believe in, or I follow God. See, we want to argue because when they say that, they just saying that to pacify us, to get us off their back. So the next question needs to be, then who's your God? Because not everybody is following the way of Christ. Amen. But then there's some folk who need to know that you are following the way of Christ. Listen, the world is saying dilly dilly. God is saying quit being dilly dallying. Huh? Come on, somebody. So soon as they say dilly dilly, we dilly dilly. He said, "Now y'all dilly dallying because we're trying to blend in." Listen. He said, this is not lip service. It's bigger than that. This is not just about us being nice. It's not about us being religious. It's not even us merely showing up for church, whether it's every week, every other week, every third week. You know how we do. Come on, somebody. The point is to follow the way of the cross requires us to be fully committed to God and not half-hearted. Our daily lives are meant to show the presence of God to others. It's not about a superficial holiness. It's not about us having a judgmental attitude. None of us are perfect. We are all sinners saved by the grace and mercy of God. However, keep this in mind. The thing is, we have to be careful. We have to be careful wanting to be so inclusive and so non-judgmental and so open to allow people to be and do whatever it is that they want to do or be, that we are afraid to stand up or stand out for what we believe is the truth. Trying not to offend anyone and just wanting to blend in. That's what's happening today. People are not willing to stand out, to stand up on a conviction. These days, when you talk to folk, any and everything goes. Do what you want to do, huh? They made a song about that in my day. Come on, somebody. Do what you like. Huh? Be careful. Be careful. Wouldn't it be so inclusive and so non-judgmental that we are not the light that God is saying needs to be in this sin-sick world? My brothers and my sisters, this is bigger than us being members of a particular church. This is bigger than us talking about who our pastor is, how big the choir is, and we got folk dying and going to hell. We are God's representatives, his ambassadors, and we have a task. And our task, our mission, is to work with God to share the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because no matter how you want to slice it or dice it, Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way to God except through him. That's it. We are to share that truth, that salvation, and let people know it's a gift. It's a free gift. Wait a minute. To all who repent and turn to Jesus. As disciples, we are expected to participate in others being saved. Remember what we read last week. If you haven't taken time, do it. Read Jude 23. Read Jude 23. It's one of them books we don't talk about. It's really a book with only just verses. Read Jude 23. It says, rescue others. by snatching them from the flames of judgment. See, we're so much tiptoeing around folk trying not to judge them. You ought not judge. You can't judge. It's not my judgment you need to be worried about. Huh? The scripture says, I rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Stand before the righteous judge. Wait a minute, but be careful how we come at folk. That's why they say Christians are sometimes nasty. They think we're mean. They think we're insensitive. The scripture says, show mercy. Come on, somebody. I'm in the Word of God. It says, show mercy. Why? It says to steal others. Not S-T-A-L. That's what E-A-L. That's what the devil does. He steals. I said to steal, S-T-I-L-L. Gotta steal them. He says, but do so with great caution. Watch this. Hating the sins that contaminate their lives. We trying to be buddy-buddy, but there's still some stuff that your buddies are doing that aren't right. Amen. I didn't say you couldn't hang out with them, young people, but understand there's some stuff that they're doing not right. So as disciples, listen, we can't participate in all of the stuff that they participating in, but we need to participate in them being saved. But it might be that they're not hearing us because we ourselves are forgetting that we ain't been saved all our lives. Somebody had to introduce us to Christ. And there just will be some folk that you can't reach. But if you save somebody that you can, maybe they can reach some folk that you can't. When we place our trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are set free. But we're set free from the penalty of our sin. That's what we were just singing about. It's because of his sacrifice on the cross. You see, at the cross, Jesus paid it all. And he paid the price for our salvation in his blood. We are then reconciled unto God the Father through the sacrifice of his only begotten Son. Hear the words of Isaiah. Isaiah says it like this in Isaiah 53:5. He says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Come on, somebody. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are what? I got some Bible readers in here. Come on, somebody. Amen. Salvation is the free gift to all who believe in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. It's a free gift. We don't pay for salvation, but there's a cost for us. The cost is we are called to follow God's way and not our own. To follow the way of the cross means that we're going to have to stop following the selfish ways of the world. We're going to have to stop that. We're going to have to stop trying to cling on to stuff that can cause a barrier between us and God. We're going to have to give up our own way, and we're going to have to start following Jesus. Amen. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen, I didn't come to be long, but as I get ready to close, I think one of the most frightening parts of the Bible, It's for those who have not made a real commitment to Jesus. And there's a number of scriptures that I could choose. You know, there's one, I think I heard somebody whisper, you know, the one that says, if you hot or cold, lukewarm. I mean, you're not hot or cold. If you lukewarm, he'll spew you out. I think one of the most frightening parts of the Bible is found in the book of Matthew. And it's found in the book of Matthew when Jesus says to those who say they know him, come on, somebody, and yet have never really committed themselves to him, is in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. For he says, again, in New Living Translation, he says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, says Jesus, I never knew you. Watch this. Get away from me. Watch this. See, we always like to say, ye work of iniquity, because it just sounds good. It sounds poetic. Mm-mm. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. See, we are debating with people about laws. Moral laws. Man's laws. So we got folk wanting to do whatever they want to do, and they'll come back and say, well, I'm not breaking any laws. And then they'll say, well, I can do what I want to do. It's not hurting anybody. No. Quit getting in that debate. So folk want to do what they want to do, and they want to justify what they do because they say, I'm not breaking any laws, and we sometimes get tongue twisted. I'm not here. There's still some stuff that mankind has said is all right, and God said, that's still against my commandment. We want to be so much a New Testament church, we done forgot about the commandment. Jesus did. He came to fulfill the law. Amen. Amen. So we got to be careful. He says, get away from me, ye who break God's laws. And that's what we need to be careful when we're talking to people. I'm not here to argue about whether or not it's legal for you to marry who you want to marry, even if it's if you a man and you don't want to marry a woman. Come on, somebody. Are you a woman and don't want to marry a man? And everybody's fighting for rights? And God has still said there's still some stuff that you're doing that's not right? Amen. He said, those people, talking about those in Matthew, he said, those are people who pretend to follow me. Those who've never really accepted him. Those who chose or even choose still not to follow the cross, he says they will not enter into heaven. But again, remember on last week, we got to be careful, however, looking down our nose, rolling our eyes, casting judgment on folk because they don't look like we think they're supposed to look. Because don't forget in 2 Corinthians 13, 5, the Living Bible says, check up on yourself. Huh? I'm in the Word of God. When you get time, read it. 2 Corinthians 13, 5. Read it in the Living Bible translation. He says, check up on yourselves. He says, are you really Christians? Do you pass this test? Do you feel Christ's presence and power more and more within you? Wait a minute. Watch this. Or are you just pretending to be Christians when actually you aren't at all? We let folk get the big seat because they're carrying a big book, but there's no book inside of them. We let folk get the big seat because they drive big cars. He said, but you can't drive that. He said, listen, you can't even, you sure can't pass that through the eye of a needle. From our text, he says, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your own life, you'll lose it. But if you give up your life for Christ's sake and for the sake of the good news, you'll save it. Christ died for you. He did. He died for you. And somebody needs to know that today. And somebody needs to know that he sacrificed his life for you. He was fully and still is fully committed to you, whoever you are. This message is for that one you who's feeling less than worthy. This is for that one you who's wondering about all their mistakes, all their wrongs. And the scriptures say, I put all that on him. But I need to ask all of us, is anything worth more than your soul? Amen. Wait a minute. Here's a better way of asking the question. Is Jesus worth more than just a couple of hours of your time in church on Sunday morning? Finally, listen to these words from Isaiah 53, 3 through 6. From Isaiah 53, 3 through 6. It says, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. He was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. As we stand to our feet with the doors of the church being open, let me ask you, and you brothers can come, and the ushers, you get by the door. But as we stand to our feet with the doors of, let me ask you, are you following your own way, or are you following the way of the cross? Now, the way of the cross isn't easy. The way of the cross isn't always going to be comfortable. But there is a way of the cross. Is Jesus really your Lord and Savior, or is he just the name you sing in a song? Have you truly given your life to him? Again, it was brought up.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.